name is Claire Campbell. This is my sister Paige Campbell. This is Patrick Morales.
Your brother?
And we're all in hope for a golden summer. And it's finally done. Hooray. There's probably more than half the room is musicians, so everybody knows that it takes forever. It takes longer than you think. You're like, dude, we're gonna book 2 weeks in the studio.
Yeah.
We're gonna cut this album in 2 weeks.
I think I can do this in 4 days. I've actually said that before.
Okay. So we're gonna play mostly songs from the new album, and here we go. The mic keeps doing some shit.
Oh no,
we
gotta get one of those. Can you like fix that with a dime? And please let us know if the amps or either of the vocals need to go up or down.
I got it now because we haven't really figured that out yet.
You don't know me. Yeah. And I hope everyone's comfortable. I'm sorry that if it feels crowded.
It is crowded.
But everyone can, I mean, you know, there's.
This is so graceful.
Oh, yeah, we could do the two scooches forward.
We could do like a scooch and a half.
It's just huge up here.
We don't mind if you want to descend upon us.
Okay, so we're going to sing a quick sound check, and will you tell us if our vocals are equal?
Oh, yeah.
This is to our friend Sugar Freak.
If life didn't suck so much, I wouldn't have to use so many drugs. So blame life, don't blame the drugs. If life didn't suck so much, I wouldn't have to use so many drugs.
Is
that good? If life didn't suck so much,
is that better?
Yeah. I wouldn't have to use.
Just keep it put.
And then I did it on this side even though it didn't rip because then it would be even.
We really need a like a screwdriver that thing right there.
Have a plan.
You want nine? Oh, awesome.
Yay! We'll pay you back.
Two what? Okay, here's our most scandalous song until you buy the new album. And then, the last song is the most scandalous song we have ever written. My friend Sarah J helped me write it. But that's not this one. This one.
True story. I'm probably having a dream that I'm drowning. That's what I'm doing.
My mother.
from the jawbone, kneeling the single white nursing gown. And a jowl's over the angry old ancestors. And this is where our story
thank you.
What are we doing?
A horror story?
Oh, yes. This isn't a horror story, but I can tell you about the best traffic jam of all time that ever happened. Well, here's what happened. We played in Manhattan, and then Paige's fiance, financier. he surprised us in New York, surprised her in New York, and so they went. Okay, so after we played, they went to a hotel. And so it was up to us to get our gear, to somewhere safe. So Patrick drove my Ford Focus wagon because he was soaps, and I wasn't really that soaps. I was in the front seat with my friend Jeremy, switched in the passenger seat together, and then two of Patrick's friends were behind us in the middle seats on the bench, surrounded by all of our stuff. And so basically, we came across the Williamsburg Bridge to Williamsburg from Manhattan, and Patrick accidentally took a hard left instead of a soft left, and we ended up back on the bridge, which you know is bad, but it was really bad for some reason at 2:30 in the morning. It was dead stopped. Like, it was gridlock, people. So you're like this with the car, it's two lanes, you're like, and you keep passing the same person over and over again. So we kept seeing this white Jeep go past us, and they had their window slightly down, and we could smell that they were smoking weed. So Patrick's friend is in the back, and she rolls the window down, she's like, yay, let me have some of that. And the guy stops next to us, and he's like, yo, I'll give you this joint if y'all smoke. And she's like, we smoke, and he's like, okay. So then Patrick's other friend hoists the female friend out of the car, like, to take the joint. It was like Michelangelo. Then she has the joint, and she's smoking it. She rolls the window back up. Then, like, I don't know, like a minute later, this dude is at the window, knocking on the window. We're on the bridge, and he had gotten out of his cab and come up and was knocking on the window and was like, yo, let me hit that. And she rolled down the window, and he took a puff, and then he handed it back, and then he ran back to his cab. Then the original people who had given us the joint, we catch back up to them, and we're stopped next to them, and he's like, yo, I saw your plates earlier. Y'all are from Stone, or he's like, y'all are from Georgia. My whole family's from Stone Mountain, Georgia. And I'm like, sweet. Okay, then they roll on ahead, and then the cab goes past them, and the guy's like, and then there's this other white car with these two young guys in it, and they come up alongside us, and they roll down the window, and they're like, yo, do you know where to get some eggs? And Patrick's friend is like, no, but we have this joint. And the guy's like, that'll do. And then we were done with the bridge. Horror stories on this tour.
Yeah, we did.
Well, we played to four people in Bridgeport, Connecticut at a pizza parlor.
Yeah, and there was like a fight. They were like fighting in the front of the room.
And it was an open kitchen, so it was like.
And then the other horror stories that I woke up, we went to sleep at a motel at 4 in the morning, and I got in the bed, and within 10 minutes I was covered in hives. Oh. The remnants of which, I don't know if you can see, I hope I'm not freaking you out, like alien bites all over my arm, but It was
bad.
Yeah, I was like sending pictures of Dr. Kip. I don't know if y'all know Dr. Kip.
Yeah.
But he's awesome, right? So, anyway, he was like, I think you're having an allergic reaction to a crappy motel room. That's bad if I develop an allergy to that.
Oh my gosh, I have turned almost all the lows and mids down. It does not sound like we're about to be in an ocean. Okay. Here we go. This is... somebody in New York. even though, oh wait, I won't say that. I won't say that even though it's gross. It doesn't have anything to do with
me. You mean what Ariel said?
Yeah.
Ariel is my friend who lives in New York, who works at a free clinic in Manhattan.
Wait, what?
And she was saying that everybody there now has scabies, and syphilis is also back in, like, full attack.
Yeah.
So just, you know, if you're going to New York.
She's like, don't make out with anybody. And then that night, I totally did. Because you're on tour, dude. I'm usually not.
Actually, no, it's never really happened for us on tour. But
no, the time before I did. Yeah. Patrick wrote this really great part. Patrick has been in our band now for several weeks. We like him, he carries the heavy stuff. He won't make out with me though, so I have to look for that elsewhere.
Yeah, it's over between me and you two.
It's lonesome. I did have to sleep with Patrick on the night that Paige got hives. Because she was itching.
That is not a whistle situation.
Didn't my arm swell up like Elephant Man?
Are we doing that other one first?
Yes.
Do you want to stand up for that?
You can do it.
I mean, do whatever you want, but it might count.
This is the first song on the album, and it is a... We should stand up.
Oh, okay. Yes.
You're so British of you.
Wait, this is the first song on the...
leather.
The first song on the album. And it's a really old song that was around before this band even existed, but it's about falling in and out of love in Georgia in the winter.
Can you give us a scene, sorry?
Yeah.
It was cold and our hearts were broken for 3 long months in the winter. If we could have held out just that long, my winter would have been much simpler. It's a shame to be alone in a cold, cold bed. It's a shame to walk alone with a frozen heart and a swirling head. I would have fallen in love to keep warm in trade for my union suit red. It is a week, I know, but I've missed you so from my cold, cold bed. I would have fallen in love just to keep warm, but instead I stayed wrapped up tight on a moonlit night in my cold, cold bed. It is a week, I know, but I've missed you so from my cold, cold bed, from my cold, cold bed, from my cold, cold bed, from my cold, cold bed.
So we got 3 more songs for you. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, you guys. And Don Chambers, I forgot to give Don Chambers an extra round of applause. We might as well give it out of them one, too. Albums are back there, and they're all like fancy and repackaged because I work for the awesomest boss ever. And he lets me screen print whatever I want. I'll be like, dude, can I screen print this belt? And he'll be like, okay. And I get to screen print everything. So we repackaged everything with screen printed stuff. And what else? Oh, so Dana Joe made us these amazing wooden custom limited edition versions of the new album.
And they open like a magic wallet.
Yeah, like this, open like this. And they have red ribbon, and Paige's artwork is lasered into the wood, and she hand fashioned them.
Future.
And then, with her laser machine, she also made us earrings, but based out of Paige's art. So they're like pieces of Paige's art in wood, and you put them in your ears. And those are back there also. And we got t-shirts, the huge. Listen, there's a recesh. And if you really want something and you don't have enough money, come talk to us, because we want you to have what you want.
Yeah, that was my spiel. Imagine a cold breeze. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you all know this, but this space called Hole, they have arts classes and yoga classes and Zumba classes, lots of classes. You can have a party here, like so. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
And if you like to shop, which we do, we like to shop a lot.
We do?
Mostly window shopping, because we don't have that much money. But
except for on tour one time, because we were so like destitute feeling anyway, sometimes you just need to not feel like that. And then we went to a casino.
Where? This is like a week, 2 weeks
ago. I can't remember what it was called, but it was an awesome casino. It had a casino in the sky.
Patrick has a history of professionally gambling.
I'm not supposed to say it, tell people that.
I think it's.
Well, no, no, I don't mean that it's degenerate sonic. I mean that you want to keep that a secret so that if you're at a poker table with any of these people, they don't know that you know what you're doing.
Secret's out.
But anyway, we wanted double our money that we made, of course, so we went to the casino. Anyway, Claire and I got stuck in Sephora for like an hour.
I lost a lot of money in Sephora. I got an electric eyelash curler. Blam! Leave it. It's amazing. I have it with me if you want to see it later. I'll show it. It's a little coil that heats up and it makes your eyelashes go wow. And then your eyes like, blam. No.
It does not burn.
I would not keep using it if it burned. We've only got two eyes.
Okay, here's two more songs and then we're out. Thank you very much. Oh, do you want to do the thing for now?
And I'll just go ahead and do it.
Yeah,
okay. Come back in 3 years when I ain't got bones full of lead. When I ain't got cadmium veins and drugs for my brain, a good man to love, but my love won't obey. I got tooth decay and I can't pay.